Mitchell Katz is the CEO of a company called Premier Financial Services, financing something you might want in a big way. Mitchell, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Of course.
When I saw that you were going to be on this morning, I remember a few years back when a car dealer loaned my father a car that the car dealer said, this is a classic. You're going to want this. It was a 57 Chevrolet Bel Air convertible. And this is just an everyman's kind of car, not a Lamborghini or whatever. And my dad drove it for a couple of days, and he took it back to the dealer, and he said, I like it, but it's yellow. I don't want a yellow car. This is amazing. Is there any way for you to tell with a new or relatively new car that it's going to be a great collecting item in the future?
Well, we are in the business of predicting residual values. So, but predicting whether or not it's going to be a collector and will eventually go up in value is a little bit trickier. One of the keys, obviously, is the number of vehicles that are produced. If it's a production car like a 458 Ferrari, where they've made quite a few of them, while they hold their value very well and it's a really good residual car, will it eventually go up in value? That's unlikely. Versus, the Scuderia or the special Alpertas that they have put out. Those cars are made in limited numbers and almost immediately have gone up in value and certainly will be collector items.
What's a car that's gone up tremendously in value that we might have thought at one point it wouldn't? You know, understand what I'm saying there, I think?
These days when you look and you see Mustangs have gone up tremendously, and there was certainly no shortage of them, cars like that, 328s, which they produce quite a few of those, have gone way up in value. Even Sunbeam Tigers, we just did an article about
Sunbeam. Them. My gosh.
Yeah, a nice one is now selling. There's one, I believe, going off this week at one of the auctions, and the estimated value is somewhere between 90 and 120,000.
All right, now what your company does, you finance buying and leasing of these collectibles. Is that right?
That's correct. We finance them on an open-ended lease, which really is a balloon note finance. We set a value at the end that everybody agrees to. Typically, it's on a 5-year period, and payments are made based on depreciating from the loan amount down to the residual value over that period.
So it's making the, I don't want to say the general public, I don't know if that's a good term to use, but it is making it a little bit easier if someone wants that Aston Martin or McLaren or Ferrari or Lamborghini or some of these exotic cars that are out there. Am I right when I say that?
It does make it more achievable. While many of our clients are capable of writing checks for these vehicles, it doesn't always make the most sense. And then, quite a few of our clients may not have the disposable cash today to write the check, but they can afford the monthly payment. And by putting a balloon note at the end of the term, it certainly makes the payments more affordable.
What is if you can give me a typical monthly payment on one of these type of vehicles?
Well, let's see. I just quoted some today. We quoted somebody on a 2018 Ferrari 488 GTB, and they're putting down about $100,000 on this in advance, and the payment is $2,665 a month, and that would be plus the local sales tax.
Now, do you take a chance here on a car depreciating over time, maybe making the wrong call?
We do. Our experience has been that with the type of vehicles we deal in, the large majority of our clients do not go full term. We have a product we call the Simple Lease, which allows people to terminate early without the penalties that are typically associated with leasing. Sure, we charge a small fee, but that's predetermined, and everybody knows what that is going in. So about 70% of our leases terminate by the end of 3 years, even though they're 5-year leases. Yeah. About 10% go full term. So in regards to value at the end of the lease, are we wrong? Sometimes yes. Not very often. Of that 10%, most of the people will either purchase the vehicle at that point or refinance it with us or trade it in towards something else and are able to cover the residual value.
Mitchell Katz, CEO of Premier Financial Services. Mitchell, our studio, where we're sitting right now, we're in Scottsdale, Arizona, where there's a deal going on called the Barrett Jackson Auctions. Are you going to be watching that, do you think?
Yeah, typically I'm there, although this year I'm unable to make it, although our vice president of sales and two of our regional sales managers will be heading out there tomorrow for not only Barrett Jackson, but for the RM auction and Gooding auction and Russo and Steele. So we're very well aware of it, and it typically is a good time of year for us because of the auction.
Yeah, certainly. Well, how can people get in touch with your company?
They can reach us at 203-267-7700, or our website is premierfinancialservices.com.
Very interesting. Mitchell Katz, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.